Anyways, I'm babbling because it's like 1:40 in the morning and I'm exhausted and I have fucking, my throat is like, bleh. I sound like Big Fatty after a night of poppers. Except no poppers.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3211 of a BFO for Thursday the 28th of May 2020. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Show. Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day, and can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, we hear it, but we can't talk. Hello, throaters, Big Fat. Y'all, I don't know what. I don't know what's going on with my voice and my throat and everything. Y'all, I'm clearing my throat so much more than I usually do. I may have to go to the doctor, have him take a look at it. Yes, let me try that again, Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty. Okay, it wasn't much better. Let's see. Y'all, after I recorded, Big Fatty, you're just trying to rush things. It's as if you wanted a drink of that poison China water. One moment, please. There, that's much better. Yes, Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
I gotta see y'all today. Today, the 28th of May. Be ready. You gotta have some more water. Y'all, I just ate some ice cream, and I think that's you know how milk can kind of coat your throat? Oh, Big Fatty, milk's not the only thing that can coat your throat. Big Fatty, I've gotten vulgar. Big Fatty, I think you should just call this the throat clearing episode where we're gonna muscle right through it. Today, the 28th of May, y'all, we have not one but two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, the first one's a little sad because y'all, today would have been Gambit's celebration of exiting the birth canal. And yeah, as you all know, he recently passed away. And but y'all, I don't want you to think of it as a sad day. I want you to think of it as a happy day, and think of how happy he made you if you'd ever met him, and you know, do your part to have a little piece of cake for in his honor. Yes, Big Fatty, any excuse for a piece of cake. And y'all, then, our other celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, you heard her. You heard her at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, it's my youngest daughter. She's out there in the Arizona, and y'all, met her in person. Y'all, I think the first time I met her in person was in Palm Springs. Yes, Big Fatty. She got a magnet for her car that says the BFO official jalopy or something like that. But y'all, it is my youngest daughter and the host of Mialong, Nessa. Y'all, it's Nessa. Oh, Big Fatty, we love Nessa. It's true. And y'all, I'm not gonna give it away, but y'all, I was to participate in a secret little something. Big Fatty, so mysterious. So anyway, so y'all, if you see Vanessa. On the 20, or the face-face, wisher a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope she gets a big old piece of cake.
Happy birthday, happy, happy birthday to you.
Happy music, and you got us a lozenge. I did get us a lozenge, hopefully that will help out here for the rest of the show. Y'all, let's see. After I spoke to you yesterday, y'all, I had me a Caesar salad for my supper, and y'all, I had a box of the frozen tempura scrimps. Y'all, I said, you know what? I'm going to try to cook those in the fryer. And y'all, I put them in there. And I guess they cooked about 15 minutes or something. But y'all, they came out. They were so crispy, crunchy, and delicious. Just delicious. And y'all, there were 8 of them in there. I only ate, and they're big. I only ate about, it wasn't about. I ate 4 of them. Let's see. I did my evening nipple walk. Did I do that before I recorded? I don't remember. I watched some things on the TV machine. Y'all are caught up on, y'all, are you watching the the quiz program, The Wall? Y'all, it's like the Plinko on The Price is Right, except that it has a revenge factor to it. Yes, Big Fatty. I enjoy it. You know, it's got a feel-good story that goes along with it. But, you know, I just fast-forward through that. Yes, Big Fatty, couldn't care less. y'all, another difficult evening of sleep. Y'all, in fact, my legs were, they weren't sore, but y'all, they were just kind of, I don't know what it was. It was like, anyway, I felt like I needed a banana. Ready? No, I mean like a Chiquita banana. Oh, well, that's very different. And so y'all, because it, you know, they say that the potassium, it was the leg cramps. That's what it was. Y'all, I got up. Well, first of all, once I finally went to sleep, slept like a baby. And y'all, we were expecting, yo, it was the first alert weather day with the rat. Y'all, they even came into the studio. They didn't do it from home. Bertha. Formed off the coast and came ashore and just inundated us with rain. I saw Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. They said they got about 2.5 inches of rain over in Kitty Corners, Big Fatty. I don't know how much we got here, but needless to say, Fern Gully, the ferns are happy today. Yes, Big Fatty. I got up so late. I had my coffee and did my Sudoku. But y'all, I jumped in the shower and I headed out and I went and saw Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. And y'all, while I was over that direction, I said, you know what? I think I'm just going to go ahead and go to the Vaughn's East. Yes, Big Fatty. Yes, did you hear that? Yes, Penny, we hear it. We hear it. We got it so excited. We squeaked before we heard it. Y'all, as I do on Wednesdays, went to the Von Seastin. Y'all, to go during the middle of the day, y'all, it was not crowded at all. I was a little surprised. But, y'all, they had the good chicken tender submarine sandwich on sale. So, y'all, I got over to the Von's East, I ordered it online, and it was waiting on me when I got there. Y'all, they had some of the good ice cream. Yes, because that's what's giving us the throat. Y'all, this was called confetti cake. A flavor. It was on sale. Got that. Y'all, I got a package of the Hershey Nuggets. They would buy one, get one free. Y'all, I got a pound of butter. Y'all, I got my bananas. They had the chopped Caesar solid kits, 3 for $10. So I got 3 of those. Y'all, they had the wishbone solid dressing, buy one, get one free. I got a blue cheese. There's the sub. And y'all, they had the Ziploc bags, buy one, get one free. Plus, y'all, I had a coupon to get, what am I trying to say? To get a dollar and a half off on that, so I picked that up. And y'all, you know, the Von Zees had sent me, if you spend $30, we'll give you $5. So y'all, I had that and the senior citizens discount. Y'all, I spent $28.74, but I saved $19.50. Yes, be pretty! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, y'all, while all that music was playing, y'all, I got a call from old Vader. Got a call from Vader. He was checking on the elderly, and Big Fatty, your voice was fine talking to him. It's true. And then while I was talking to Vader, we probably caught up about 30 minutes, and while I was talking to him, y'all, they canceled the space shuttle launch because of the weather, and y'all, then there was a the doorbell rang, and y'all, it was one of young Nicholas's co-workers. He had been by here before and visited, and he just stopped in and said, do you mind if I get a bottle of water? And I said, well, I don't have bottled water, but I'll give you a cup of ice water. And so we sat and chitter-chatted for a few minutes. And anyway, unexpected things. Yes, Big Fatty. y'all, after, excuse me, after I got home from the Von Zees, put everything away, and y'all, I went on my first snippet walk. I didn't do a long one because y'all, it was getting real humid outside, and so I said, well, I'll just do a short one because I'd already walked through the Von Zees, so I've already gotten 5,000 steps. I'll go out and get a few more thousand here in a few minutes. I also went out to the Villa Mailbox, Big Fatty. Y'all, I got my official ballot for the June primaries here in South Kakalaki. I've got to get that taken care of, and it says that the voter and witness must sign this, but I think they said that you didn't have to do that. So anyway, so y'all, I'll have to look through that and see what else is going on about that. And y'all, that pretty much was my day. Yes, be pretty. Oh no, wait a minute. Did I tell you young Nicholas was going to stop by Tuesday night? Y'all, he sent me a testimonium and said, are you in bed? y'all, this was like at 6 o'clock, 6:30. And I said, no. He says, well, I might stop by. I said, come on. And y'all, a few minutes later, well, my truck battery is dead. So he had to get his truck jumped. And then he, what was I saying? He just headed home after that. So didn't get to see young Nicholas yesterday. So anyway, now that pretty much was my day. Yes, Big Red here, unless you remember something else. Yeah, because y'all, you know Stray Bob, you know my stray boyfriend down there in the future? Yes, Big Freddy, he's going to come and do something to your aunt. No. Anyway, y'all, he sent me an e-letter. It says, hey, Big Freddy, I heard there's a book coming out about Paul Lynn. Should be good. The person who mentioned it was reading some of his best quotes. Really funny. XO. And, well, Straight Bob, thank you so much for that, because, you know, Big Fatty loves Paul Lynn. Yes, Big Fatty, you know, Mr. Cackle is the Paul Lynn of Pride 48. Well, it's true. and, y'all, I went and looked on the www, and, y'all, there are a couple of... There are a couple of Paul Lynn books out there already. Center Square, the Paul Lynn story, that came out like in 2005. And then Paul Lynn, a biography, his life, his loves, and his laughter. And I think that came out in 2011. Is that what I saw? I don't see it anywhere now. But anyway, I think that's when it was. I know it's not the first one I mentioned, the Center Square one. I have that book actually, I don't know if it's the other one or not, or if there's another new Paul Lynn book coming out. Y'all, you know Princess Hannah, don't you? She wrote me and said that her doctor had prescribed a scooter for her. And y'all, evidently the boy genius gets on it and rides up and down the street like it's some sort of Big Fatty PNS explosion was going to do that in the gay pride parade. You know, I think you're right about that. Oh, Nick, I see y'all. I hope you have a lovely... Just a lovely Thursday. Big Fatty, I hope our throat is better by tomorrow. Well, I hope so, too. I think the lozenge did help. But we'll see. You'll just have to come back, and we'll see if it's better, or maybe I've had a throat, I don't know what I'm trying to say. Big Fatty, who the hell knows? Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard my youngest daughter, Nessa. And Nessa, when you hear Big Fatty struggling with his voice and all, what do you think it is? Oh, that's a very good impression. Have you been doing some papas?
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.